The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences bestows its awards tomorrow. You probably just call them Oscars. That nickname for the ceremony and its gold-plated prizes became official in 1939, and as NPR's Rachel Treisman reports, no one really knows why.
Those iconic statuettes were originally called the Academy Award of Merit. So how did they get the name Oscar? Bruce Davis got that question all the time during his decades-long tenure as the Academy's executive director. And after his retirement in 2011...
I thought, okay, I'm going to find out why we call it the Oscar, and I'm going to write it down. As it turned out, that was not an easy thing to find out.
There were three main legends behind Oscar's nickname.
One of the things I realized early on was that each of them did have a flaw as a story. They could be debunked.
The term appeared in a 1934 gossip column. 2 years later, actress Betty Davis won her first statuette while she was married to a man with the middle name Oscar.
She said the hindquarters of the statuette were the very image of her husband.
But she later admitted she didn't coin the term. Some historians say a more likely source is Margaret Herrick, the Academy's librarian turned longtime executive director. Herrick said she compared the statue to her Uncle Oscar in the 1930s.
But because she couldn't show an Uncle Oscar, people were skeptical about it.
Bruce Davis believes the real originator was a different Academy staffer, a secretary named Eleanor Lilleberg. He found writings in her brother's archives that give her credit for the nickname, inspired by an Oscar from their childhood.
There was this veteran from the Norwegian army who was kind of a character in town and famous for standing straight and tall.
Davis acknowledges we may never know the full story, but he's just happy people still care about the Oscars, no matter who they're named after. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.